Beloved radio friends, it is in the precious name of the Lord Jesus we have the joy of greeting you again with a warm welcome to the continued study of the precious Word of God, the Bible. We continue our subject regarding the future glory of the church. We would like to introduce our message today to remind our listeners, God has a future purpose for the church. God will manifest the future glory of that church. What you and I see today upon the earth, in respect to the conditions that prevail in the testimony of the church, may often be deplorable and sad to the heart of a consecrated believer. But we join in the knowledge that in the Word of God, He declares what He will yet do by His grace and His redeeming power to bring that church into eternal glory. We continue our reading in the Revelation chapter 21, where we began yesterday at verse 9, and shall continue down through the chapter into chapter 22 and verse 5, to see the full and the glorious display of the bride, the Lamb's wife, in that coming day. May I read verses 9, 10, and 11 on through 13? There came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, and the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and a light, was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and had the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates, on the north, 3 gates, on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. We have already emphasized, it is the glory of God that is displayed in the bride, the Lamb's wife. Beloved, may I say, there is no person upon the earth who has seen the fullness of God's glory displayed. But in that coming day, reflected by the church in the day of its glory, there will be radiating from her in this heavenly city, which will be her habitation, the glory of God. And the full display of God's glory will shine down upon the millennial earth in that glorious day of honor. May we follow the symbol of this glory as it is described at the end of verse 11. Her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Here we have an expression that symbolically is used in the Word of God to describe the glory of God, which it is impossible for human language to express. You will find this is the symbol used for the glory of God in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 3. When John describes in the fourth chapter his sight of the throne of God, as well as the throne sitter upon it, the eternal God. And there in the third verse of chapter 4, John uses the descriptive words, like a jasper stone. This expression, a jasper stone and clear as crystal, is a direct symbol for the glory of God. My beloved Christian, let me pause again in worship and wonder and praise to realize with you, in that coming day, we shall shine with the glory of God. There will be no hesitancy, and there should be no hesitancy now, to thus realize we shall be in the fullness of God's glory revealed. What a day that will be. Oh, may I remind my listener, this is the work of God's grace. This is the work of God's love. This is the display of his mercy toward poor, lost, guilty, hell-deserving sinners who were in the quarry and the mire of sin below, who found themselves in the darkness of this scene, wrapped in the night of iniquity, and on the broad road that leads to destruction, even eternal hell. But God delights to take poor, lost, guilty, hell-deserving sinners and lift them to everlasting glory. My beloved believer, may you and I indeed worship and praise and wonder in amazement. We have such a God who lifts us out of the miry clay and will set us in the glory that is yet to come. This is marvelous, the wonderful grace of Jesus. Grace that is greater than all our sins. My beloved believer, drink it in. The description of our glory as the bride, the church, is the same glory that is given in his description of the living God. A stone, a light, was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. This jasper stone was one of the stones, the precious gem, that was found in the breastplate of the high priest long ago. This precious stone is the description of God's glory wherever you're reading in the Word of God. And my beloved, what joy to realize the saints of God will be shining with the glory of God. Hallelujah. And then if you may note very, very carefully, note in verse 12 and 13, the security of this and the separation of this great city. For note, there's a wall great and high, 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. I want you to think of this wall, first of all, with me. This wall, great and high, speaks of the security of that city. For when we get to the end of the chapter, we are told, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. And hallelujah! The wall speaks of, thank God, security. And then also may I remind you, the wall speaks of separation. If you've studied your Bible carefully, and the cities of the biblical days in the Old Testament, you may have found that many of the cities had walls great and high. They were not only there for protection, they were there for separation, to keep those who belong within, and to prevent others from coming in who belong not there. And my beloved, may I say, the security of the church will be eternal in that day. And thank God the separation of the church will be eternal in that day. And may I point out, at the gates, which are 12 in number, 12 angels, and may I suggest, those angels will gaze in wonder, amazement, and astonishment to see the glory of God in the redeemed saints dwelling in the city. We read in Ephesians chapter 3 that even now, by the church can be known the manifold wisdom of God to those heavenly principalities and powers above. And I want to say, my beloved Christian, listen carefully. You and I will be the wonder and the gaze of angels. We'll have their administrative position at the gates of that wonderful city. And oh, the joy of realizing the security and the separation of that city is indeed eternal. And what a joy to recognize the gates, 12 in number, 3 on each side, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, 3 on the west, 3 on the east. My beloved, may I remind you that in that city will be saints who have come from every part of the globe. There will be those that have been gathered from the east, from the north, from the south, and from the west. North, east, south, and west. thank God that saints will come to thus be in that glorious city of golden glory in that coming day. All the security of such a place, the separation of such a place, and thus to realize even the 12 tribes of the children of Israel have their names inscribed upon the gates of the city. Oh, let me give you some suggestion regarding that. For what a joy it is to realize that even Israel will have its administrative responsibility upon the earth, but derive the administrative authority of the earth from the heavenly city above. May I point out that this city is going to have its glory shining down upon the earth in that great day of its glory. And upon the earth, it will be the nation of Israel that will be the earthly administrative power and authority for the Savior and the glorified Lord to carry out his earthly administration below. And from that heavenly city will be the authoritative power for the tribes of Israel below to thus govern for the glory of God upon this earth. But may I repeat to my fellow believers again with emphasis, you and I will be in that heavenly scene. Oh, may I emphasize again as we have before, the church is heaven born. The church is heaven fed. The church is heaven bound. The church is in its destiny is for heaven and to be in the heavenlies, shining down in the eternal day over the millennial earth below. Yes, my beloved, how precious to realize the wonder that you and I will thus shine with the glory of God and around the city of the saints above. The symbolic suggestion of our security implied by the wall, as well as our separation. My beloved, may I say it will be a joy to realize we shall never, not even in thought, not even in word, not even in deed, manifest any separation from our God. We shall enjoy him and radiate his glory forever and ever. North, south, east, and west, through the gates of that city, shall we pray. Father, we bless thee for the coming glory of the church. May our dear listeners be in that glory, we ask by thy grace. Amen.